Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I saw something interesting about how we eat dinner, and I was a little surprised at it. They say that about 60% of Americans watch TV while they're eating dinner now. What I was surprised about is I would have thought that would be much lower because I thought more people would be on their phones at this point at dinner.
Yeah. Well, you do all three.
Okay, now that's talent.
I've been known to sit in front of the TV, and if I'm watching like regular TV, commercial comes on, I'm playing my game, or if it's, you know, something in a movie I'm watching that's not interesting, I'll play my game while I'm eating and watching TV. I can multitask.
Well, wow. Yeah, you were single. I can remember growing up, we would watch TV, and like it wouldn't be like four people because we had a bar. And so all three brothers would line up and it was the tallest would sit in the back and then it'd be me because I'm the middle and then my youngest brother. So we could all see the TV while we're eating.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting because only one out of three people use their phone, about 16% listen to music, 8% read, and then another 6% make phone calls. So they're using their phone in a different way. And another 6% eat or play video games while they're eating. I don't know how you play a video game while you eat unless it's just a phone game.
Now, what about just having the TV on for background noise? Because if I hear someone chew, I'll get slightly violent.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the big problem with that is it eventually steals your attention even though you don't mean for it to.
No, I mean for it to. I can't stand to hear people chew. Even myself, I can't hear you that well because I don't have on. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. There's something about that noise that just... Oh my gosh.
Everybody's got that noise. But, the one thing that bugs them.
Yeah, but then like my dog would be next to us doing the same thing, chewing very loudly, and I'd be like, oh, he's so hungry.
Chewing or licking. Usually that's a sound I don't like to hear dogs make.
You know, I've found out some things about you today that I feel like have created a wedge between us.
I feel like every day there's a wedge between us.
Well, I saw you and I actually got along pretty well, but you kind of been freaking me out, like this weird noise issue that you have.
Yeah, I'm sitting here shocked that she's never complained about you
I know,
chewing.
Me too.
And I do. Yeah. And she's always kept quiet, like, it don't bother me.
I'm trying to keep the peace.
She's got that noise where she, like, you know, shakes her protein shake every morning.
That's not annoying at all.
Well, I also found out, and we're getting off topic, but it still has to do with dinner. Like, I was telling her that I will have my dogs lick a plate clean whenever we're done eating. Like, let's say for breakfast, I make some scrambled eggs. I leave them enough so the dogs can have a little bit of scrambled egg at the end, and they feel like they're included in the whole thing.
How do they like their eggs scrambled?
Scrambled.
Not over easy.
That's not how you scramble eggs.
No, but I'm like, do they like the runny eggs, like the over sunny side up?
But anyway.
Poached.
Yeah. They'll lick any egg. It doesn't matter.
Tori tells me she wouldn't want to eat at our house knowing that the plates had been licked by dogs. I'm like, they go through a dishwasher. A nice dishwasher has its built-in heater. It's like 180 degrees. They're clean.
But why not just dump the food into the dog bowl?
Oh, then you get the dog bowl dirty.
Yeah. And not only that, but I got two dogs, and you got to separate it for them.
And when was the last time you cleaned the dog bowl out?
Ain't nothing like having a green water bowl for your dog.
But answer your question. The reason I don't dump it in the dog bowl is because the dishwasher cleans the dishes.
Yeah. But he's already got his bowl, and you've got the food, and you scrape it off in his bowl, and then you just put your dish in the dishwasher.
Again, the dishwasher, there's no germs on the plate after it goes through the dishwasher.
You see, my dog, she always had food in her bowl. She never finished her, but she would just eat when she was hungry. So I'll be putting eggs over her food, which she wouldn't get.
But he wouldn't, or she wouldn't go back and just eat the eggs and then leave the rest of the food?
Well, she'd have to pick through it if it's
scrambled
eggs.
Right, it's going to basically either make them overeat or there's going to be egg residue on their food.
And what do you? How do you feel about people that put their dog bowls in the dishwasher to wash?
Oh.
Favorable.
It's so weird, too, because she's one of the most insane animal lovers I've ever seen.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Love them all. Even if it's something that will bite me, I'll still pet it. But I still, like, you thought I was weird because I wouldn't let Coda lick me in the face. I've seen what he would eat on walks. I don't want that on my face.
I don't either. I make sure it's been a little while before.
Give it some time.
You probably think it's weird when we poop in the kitty litter box, too, don't you?
No, that's normal.
It's when you don't cover it up, it's weird.
What?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, with the Super Bowl coming up, a lot of people are excited. Some people are not so much excited, though, because do you know who made it into the Super Bowl? A lot of people, well, not a lot, but 9% of people don't know who's going to be playing the Super Bowl until they turn the TV on.
Do they not know or do they not care? Because I saw something that said, who are you rooting for the Super Bowl? And then it was Eagles, Chiefs, asteroid hitting the planet, and asteroid had the most votes.
That's funny. Yeah. I don't want that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, not if it's a big one.
Just a little one.
A little small one, whereas, like, well, just something that would be kind of cool to watch.
Okay,
but
so.
Not hurt anyone.
Okay.
Maybe like an Antarctica or something.
So, only a third of Americans can name last year's Super Bowl champs, which you might have should have known this when we got Kansas City Chiefs, obviously. Now, this year they could win it 3 times in a row, so that's a pretty big deal.
That's the reason I know that is because, and that and Taylor Swift. I mean, those are the reasons you know who's won.
Okay, and then the average viewer will only watch 29 minutes of the game itself.
Hmm. Well, it's pretty much the same thing. They have a ball and they run down a field. I mean, what else is going to change?
1 in 6 had less than 20 minutes of the game. They're just there to kind of socialize. And, of course, you hate the people that are socializing in front of the TV. Like, you know, you have the person that's just standing there talking to them. And you're trying to look around them. And you don't want to be rude and call them out.
That's not rude to call them out. If you're standing in front of the TV set, someone should tell you, hey, you're blocking the view.
Well, in a new poll, asked people about understanding various sports. So what kind of sports do you understand? 36% of Americans say they know the rules of football inside and out. That's only 36%. Another 30% said they know the rules somewhat when it comes to football. And then 17% said they can only loosely follow football. 14% admitting that they have zero information about the game.
But, you know, football players get a bad rep because everyone's like, dumb jock, dumb football player.
Yeah.
There are a lot of rules to football.
Let me tell you, I took football in college. There was a class you could take, and it was football, and it was like for a PE credit.
Wow. Oh, okay.
And it was so hard. I had my buddy who played football all of his life, and so he would tutor me as we took the class together because he thought it was easy. And like you had to learn certain plays and the X's and the O's and what does this play and
kisses
all the
and
positions.
But that's even when I was QB, they would just be like, look for an open person. I was like, got it.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Anybody that's open is on your team.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how much the players actually do know because they have referees that'll throw flags on the field when they do make a mistake. Something
but that's just because they push when they shouldn't and they're trying to get away with it.
Yeah, headbutting and all that stuff. But as far as remembering the plays, you know, you go back in a huddle and you can hear, you know, the quarterback going, okay, we're going to do blue 49, you know, a walrus. You're like, what's the blue 49 walrus?
You know what? I actually watched one of the football players, and I can't remember who it was now. It may have been Brady or Peyton or somebody. They explained how it works, and it's actually easier than you think. When they call out, like, blue Falcon 39, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Each one of those is for a certain group of the players, so they only need to know their part. So when he says blue Falcon, Falcon tells the offense to do a certain thing. None of the other players give a crap about Falcon. And then when he says 39, that's for the wide receivers. They're the only ones who pay attention to that. So you won't have to know the whole strung out play.
So it's kind of like softball, where you have the certain things that actually mean something, like the signs, but then they'll throw in a bunch of other random stuff so the other team doesn't get
involved. Sort of, but these all have meaning, but for different players. players, so you don't have to know all of the meanings. You just need to know yours.
You talking about third base coach is giving you signals while you're batting, like bunt and all that stuff?
Yeah. I remember one year I stepped out, and I'm like, I don't remember what that means. And my coach was like, you've been playing for this team for years.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I rub my elbow, touch my nose, and then pat my bottom.
Yeah. That's
whatever that is.
And then you do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
That would be a cool sign.
Okay, baseball and basketball were close behind the statistics as far as knowing the sport.
I mean, baseball's pretty easy to know the rules of.
Well, and that it was ranked highest among women in what they know as far as the sports goes. With the, you know, all the bases.
All the bases.
Yeah. It's all about the bases, about the bases. And then volleyball is the next most understood, I guess, sport for the girls.
I would think it would be higher because I think a lot of them have played it.
I agree. So, and
I guess softball, that helps with baseball.
I did see Peyton Manning. Of course, he is a great quarterback. And he was talking about, you know how they always go in halftime and they say, hey, what the person interviewing the coach, whatever, hey, did you make any halftime adjustments? You know, what are you guys going to do this next half? And why? And he said that the halftime adjustments are just a myth. He said halftime adjustments are a myth. You go in, you use the bathroom, and you eat a couple of oranges, and you, you know, the head coach says, all right, it's time to go back on the field. So they're not even redoing, like, any of the plays or anything.
Well, I've had to do that with the Swamp Rabbits before, and it is kind of like that, because if they're down, then he's like, well, we're going to come back, we're going to do better, we're going to do this. But if they're doing great, it's you just continue to do great.
Yeah, just go ahead.
Yeah, what's the plan? Yeah. Win.
The only thing they're adjusting at halftime is probably those little tight pants because they're like creeping up a little bit. So they're not adjusting any of their plays at all during the halftime.
I'm surprised at that. I would think if you're getting your clock cleaned, you'd be like, all right, they've got our number on this. We need to change it.
Well, why would you be cleaning your clock during the game?
That's probably why you're not winning.
Kato's in the 14%.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Okay, so I have a question for you, Hawk. If I'm not mistaken, you used to have the TV on to fall asleep.
Yeah, many years ago. That's the way I did it.
You would actually use Cartoon Channel, or I think it was it.
I would use Boomerang, some of those shows, yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the way I had to sleep every night, or I could not fall asleep. I still have to have noise while I'm sleeping.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
That's unusual for you, since you are like Gen X, I think.
Okay.
But they say that Gen Z has the highest percentage of people who need white noise or some sort of background noise to fall asleep. 50% of them rely on sounds to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because otherwise you hear the creaks of the house and you're like, someone's breaking in.
Yeah, I know. When that wind blows, all of a sudden it pops a little bit. You're like, what was that?
What are you? You're millennial, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, millennials are next at 41%. Gen X, 40%, and then boomers, only 32% of them, or one out of three of them, need white noise to fall asleep. So the younger you are, the more likely you are to need white noise to fall asleep.
You think it's because boomers worked hard all their lives, and they're just tired, and they could just they go to bed at 5 o'clock?
I can answer this. Okay, so like your mom and dad, your grandparents, they didn't have the sleep machines when they had like kids. So now, the reason I have a sound machine is because my kids, they needed the ocean music or whatever going on while they fell asleep. So I got used to it. That's why I had it, and they didn't have that back in the day.
I like my answer better.
But they
didn't have that wobbly fan that they'd put in the room. They go, whoa, 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 whoa,
yes,
whoa, whoa, whoa.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. Houses and apartments and stuff used to come with fans, so you kind of had a built-in white noise, and a lot of them don't now.
I do have a fan that's like cockeyed a little bit, and it like makes a noise.
That's the best.
It feels like it's about to fall off.
Well, this is all fascinating but wrong, because the experts say the reason that they need white noise.
It's so rude.
Is because that Gen Z has grown up in a digital environment where silence is scarce, and it masks the background sounds that might otherwise get their attention and be disruptive.
Well, that's all great, but it's wrong. I think it's that a lot of places don't come with fans.
This is a study.
See, it's the wrong one.
But I think it's because the old people, they're tired from working, and young people don't work hard, so they need distraction.
Fascinating, but wrong.
You would think, though, if they need a break from all the sound and noise going on, it's
they
like,
don't need a break. They're so used to it. If they don't have it, they can't go to sleep.
Well, it's like when people that live in the city of New York move out to the country, they can't sleep because they're used to sirens and traffic and horn blowing.
Exactly, Cato.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That one was right.
Oh, I did it eventually.
But this is interesting to me because I don't need a sound machine, but we use those air filters in our house. The stands there and it blows air through a filter.
Yeah.
We got them whenever my daughter decided she had to have ferrets as pets because they're stinky little critters. They got musk glands.
Right.
Elon Musk glands. And so anyway, that was why we got it. But now I've gotten so used to the fan noise from that I really need that fan going to go to sleep.
Also, if there's not some sort of noise, I just hear my thoughts.
I'll hear my heart and my breathing.
Yeah. Is that not the worst when you hear your pulse and you're like, what does that mean?
Yeah. Then I start having panic attacks thinking there's something wrong with me. I have to have noise too.
And then it goes from boom, boom. Boom, boom, to boom, 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 and you're like, this is it.
Yeah. One time I had to get rid of a fan because they're over in the corner going, go to sleep, Hawk, go to sleep.
You can do it.
Really? Sleepy time.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Usually Tori and I are the ones groaning at Hawk's jokes, but this time it's me and Cato, and Tori's cheering him on.
Yeah.
I've got to wear what?
That's because I'm a big fan.
She called herself big.
Okay, that's not funny anymore.
Oh, snap.
I don't like this joke anymore.
You never do hear a little fan, though, do you?
I've got to where I can't go out of town and like share a room with a friend anymore. We used to go and get two queen beds or whatever because I have to have TV on or noise. Mm-hmm. So I got to where I'd carry, I still had an old iPod that I never used, but I would carry that with me if I'm staying in the same room so I don't hear them breathing or me breathing. I have to have
breathing,
noise. I have to have noise in my own room.
You got the apps now on all the cell phones that have that.
I want my battery to run dead.
Plug it in.
I don't want to be playing it all night while it's plugged in. That's dangerous.
That's crazy talk. I will say this. Having kids and taking afternoon naps, I learned to sleep through anything.
Yeah.
Noise does not bother me at all. I mean, they could be doing construction next door. There's only one sound that really drives me insane, and that's whenever they decide to mow someone's lawn next door to you.
On a Saturday
at 11:30 a.m.
11:30, I've heard it at 8.
I know, right?
You complain about 11:30?
Yeah, come on. People need to sleep in on Saturday.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Well, now you know. And they did not mention Generation Alpha on here. I don't know if they're even worse.
I think so. That's my kids. So,
okay.
Yeah.
It's funny because my daughter looks down on your kids. No offense. But she was talking about Generation Alpha. We were talking about Tate McRae. And the singer. And she was like, oh, yeah, she's that. All the Gen Alpha kids like her. I don't really know. And I think it's just because the older kids look down on the younger kids.
Well, that's the way it is. Boomers look down on it's just generational.
And what is it with, I mean, when I was growing up, we didn't talk about the generation.
Well,
I didn't even know what I was growing up. Why is it all talked about now and everybody looks down on, I mean, like millennials, how crazy they can be?
The generations recall Meemaw, Papaw. Granny and granddaddy.
You know why they did it. It's another way they can divide us up. The media came up with these things, and then they talk about them on the radio, and it makes people get divided.
And we were so excited, millennials, when Gen Z came around, because we're like, ooh, we finally get to bully someone. And then they started bullying us, too, and we're like, great, we're getting it from both sides here.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. Millennials are so...
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We've swapped out the first letters to make this promo legal to broadcast according to NFL rules so we can sneak by trademark and copyright laws. Don't miss Booper Soul Nifty Fine. It's the Philadelphia Eagles against the Chances Kitty Seafs. You'll be able to watch the quarterback matchup between Matrick Mahomes and Halen Jurts. And don't miss the Booper Soul Shaftime Ho featuring Lendrick Kamar. So eat some Wickenchings, bring some deers, and fotch football on your Tig Benfoot screen. It's Booper Soul Nifty Fine, only on Ox.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body, To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Survey in the room. How many of you have a backup plan?
Four.
Backup camera?
No. Backup plan.
Life or what? Career? Yeah.
Money? Is that?
Underwear.
Underwear.
50% of people, believe it or not, have a pair of backup underwear with them at all times.
Okay.
I've never carried backup underwear.
I told you the other day I have backup socks that I keep in my car because my feet get kind of sweaty and sticky and I will change them out.
Okay. So. I didn't go to socks when I thought of this. My mind went more towards underwear. Mm-hmm. And my mind is commando is your backup underwear.
Yeah.
Like if something bad happens, you take them off and either throw them away or if you got a plastic bag, maybe you try to fix them, but I don't know. But I never thought I needed a new pair to change into.
As a lifetime underwear wearer, it just feels weird when you do have to go commando.
Well, it's a backup plan. It's not the main plan.
But it just, I don't know. There's no barrier there, and it just, yeah. I don't know.
Live
it's,
a little.
It just feels too weird for me.
I kind of like it.
He's kind of a stick in the mud.
I like it, but I can't do it often.
You know what, though? Tom said sleep naked, okay? I tried it a couple times. And I did enjoy it, but still, something I want to do all the time.
Still feel like you're getting your sheets dirtier than they.
I do.
You wash them once a month.
Yeah. You know why it's good? It doesn't cramp your stomach all night with that tight waistband.
No, exactly.
They did studies in Japan. Yeah. Japanese people sleep naked more than we do, and it's good for their digestive system.
No, the problem is you roll over and you pull the bottom sheet with you.
I do not do that. I stay clenched up all night.
Yeah, he clenches Whatever. Up when he gets up to go to the bathroom, and the sheet goes with him.
No, I clenched up before, so the sheet never gets in there.
You're a stress sleeper.
Told you I had a friend. They had a company guy out of town come in, sleep, you know, staying at their house. Apparently, he was in the nude, and it wasn't as clean as they thought.
Oh, no.
And he went to go slide out of bed.
Okay. Kato, stop.
Now,
what happened?
No,
Tori. I will say this.
You got pictures?
So I do not have a backup underwear plan.
Okay.
And I forgot to pack underwear one time, and I was going to hang out with my brother. So
what? Literally.
Yeah. And when I got there, I'm like, oh, man, I don't have but this one pair of underwear. And so I borrowed his underwear on, like, you
borrowed?
Know. Yes.
Borrowed? Yes. You gave them back?
Yeah, we're the same size. So it's okay, though, because you're keeping it in your family, right?
I don't know about that.
Have you ever borrowed like your siblings' underwear?
I have sisters.
Yes, he has.
It's true.
I do have a younger brother, but I don't think I wouldn't mind. It wouldn't bother me to wear my friend's underwear, but
clean.
I wouldn't ask. That's the thing. I wouldn't ask. I'd go buy me some.
Do you say your friends?
Friends, yeah, I don't care.
Wow.
I mean, friends, family.
You're so worried about your sheets, but you're willing to share underwear with people.
Well, I mean, they're clean.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm sitting here judging, but come to think of it, I have shared bathing suits before, which is basically the same thing.
Kinda, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, same here. I've used friends' bathing suits.
You've used mine.
That's not true. Let's explain it.
No, not by the pool.
What? Don't lie.
What was it?
I don't remember. It was just like a random Saturday where we were at the pool.
Yes. It was either that or a Saturday night.
So Torture Tuesday, we need a bikini for Kato.
Yeah, okay. But it made me mad because he walked in and it looked better on him. So I was like, oh, now I'm not wearing that again. Now I'm mad.
All right. Now, it turns out people who have backup underwear do something different than the rest of us, too.
Apparently, they eat the wrong things.
They get, that too. They get new underwear more often, probably because they need to.
Yeah.
But they are like,
likely to go 2 years and replace their underwear. Mm. Those of us who don't keep backup underwear will go quite a bit longer, as long as 3 to 4 years. Women can even have bras that are 10 years old.
Oh my gosh, I've got bras that are like, please put me out of my misery. Okay. And I'm like, no girl, you're still in rotation.
Yeah. Honest to God, I have a pair of underwear that I'm going to bring in and we need to do a burial for. They are that bad.
Well,
but here's the problem. I got these Hanes boxer briefs, right? There's four colors. There's gray, maroon, green, and blue, dark blue. And so the green ones, for some reason, have worn out way before the others have. And there are holes. The waistband is showing through. They're done. But my wife, I've been trying to find these same underwear so that I could get the... I like them. And they don't make them anymore.
Yeah.
And we've looked for them on eBay. Not used.
I've done that before.
New in the bag.
Yeah.
And we haven't found them.
Yeah.
So I kept them as long as I could, but these need to be put to rest.
Yeah. I mean, if they get holes in them, I'm usually tossing them. But I mean, I've got underwear I've had for many years. And when you said backup earlier, I thought you meant I have backup underwear that I only wear when I have no clean underwear.
Oh, no, not
They're
that.
Like the backup that I don't wear normally, but if I have to... If I have no clean underwear, I'll wear the backup. But I've had those backup underwear for 20 years.
Yeah, that's your trashy undie day. When you realize you're at the bottom of the pile and nothing's clean, and you're like, oh gosh, you reach to the back of the drawer.
And then there's that Christmas underwear you got.
If I have to wear it.
Or sometimes you'll like even substitute a swimsuit. No? Okay,
I've
never mind.
I thought to do that.
Could you imagine Tom's burial for his underwear?
I can.
We're gathered here today. To bury Tom's underwear.
Holy underwear.
Holy underwear.
We're gathered here in holy something.
Yeah, they're going to be in holy heaven now. He stretched it out as long as he could.
I don't know if I want you to do the eulogy or not. But yeah. I do think that that would be a good idea to have we could video it for sure.
I'll sing, oh, holy underwear, about to bury you now.
Well, here's what is disturbing about this backup underwear situation. I would have thought the number one reason would be working out or getting hot and sweaty. This is why you would change them. But the number one reason was actually accidents.
Yep.
So these people, I've not, in my life, I think I had once when I was a kid, no less, like a teenager.
How many of these people are pregnant or already mothers?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I guess pee-pee accidents do occur.
Absolutely.
You feel like your bladder does go, you know what, it's been nice, I'm out.
Sometimes you hit that little bitty bump in the road just right.
Or you laugh too hard.
It tickles down there. Don't you? If you ever hit those little, those little bump things
the
in the road?
Speed bumps.
Not speed bumps.
The ones on the side of the road. You go,
no.
Somebody dip.
A little dip that goes whoop, and you're like, whoa, that tickled. No? Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But as kids, obviously, you've used the bathroom in your pants.
Well, we're not talking about little kids. We're talking about
as an adult,
teenager.
I have before.
Yeah, you've pooped your pants?
Yeah. Did I say that out loud? It sounds weird.
You must be the only one in here to do that. So nobody else would be dumb enough to admit it.
You don't sound convincing.
Yeah.
I hate public restrooms that bad.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.